We had six guys DMP today. We had Wolf with his neck, Pecco with a knee, Paxton Lynch with an ankle, Ron Leary with a back, Shelby Harris with an illness, and we had Emmanuel Sanders' ankle. We had four guys limited, Harriman knee, Todd Davis with a shoulder ankle, Gotsis with an ankle shoulder, and we had Shane Ray with a wrist and an illness. And Zach Kerr was full after a toe injury on Sunday. That's it. Questions?
Did you think the suspension for Key was too harsh?
Well, I'll say this. I was hoping for just a fine, but I'll say the process was fair. It was clean. You know, I was proud of to leave how he handled it. He was very humble, apologetic about his actions. But it was a clean process, and you know, I was hoping for no suspension, but that's what they came down. But they went from 2-1, so they did reduce it. He is being evaluated, you know, and when you're talking about a neck, Nikki, and a head injury, you know, you want to be smart with those guys, you know. I mean, his overall health is more important than our next five games, so we want to make sure he's ready to play before we put him back on the field. And it's a neck injury, so that can be scary, you know, without knowing everything about it.
When it comes to Brendan Langley, after a guy kind of gets thrown in there, has a few struggles, what's the key to kind of, you know, when you coach a guy up like that, try to get him?
It's no different, you know, for young quarterbacks. You know, they got to play and go through stuff like that. I mean, obviously that was a tough matchup with him with Amari Cooper, you know, on the goal line there. But he's got to learn, you know. And the more you play, the more you understand where your help is. I mean, he had help inside there. But, you know, when you're a young player, man, you just kind of survive and play the down. So, but he's a young talent, so he's got to play to get better at the position.
Did you use some of your own experience from playing in the league and talking to Brendan? Because there was a game against Tim Brown didn't go well.
Wow, yeah. That's a long time ago. But, yeah, that was my first start, and it looked like that. You know, so
you tell him about that?
Absolutely, absolutely. It was almost the same play. I was a right corner, and Tim Brown was on the 5-yard line, and I looked like him. So I told him, I said, "You're a better player than I was. So you have a chance." I had no chance, but again, you know, I mean, playing corner in the league is tough. You know, it's like playing tackle, like playing quarterback. They have to go through those things to get better.
I saw DeMarcus Walker working with the D-line.
Yeah.
Is that the plan to move him back to the line?
Well, you know, we only had three guys today healthy enough to practice, so he just helped us there. But he's always going to be a swing guy for us as an outside backer rusher, as an inside rusher. So, absolutely, if we need him on game day, he would have to slide inside for us.
Of all the guys that you picked up stuff from, where does Adam Gase fit in? What'd you get from him?
He's obviously high on my list, you know, of guys I talk to all the time about this job. And, you know, being with Adam last year was awesome. You know, we had adversity, and no one blinked, you know, and he kept pushing the team, kept pushing the coaches, and we made it out of it, you know. So when you go through those things with a person, it makes you close because it was hard last year. I mean, we lost 4 or 5 in a row and ended up winning 9 straight. So, you know, I get it. You know, but Adam's a smart guy. He's a great football coach. He's a good friend of mine. So, I mean, he's a guy I call all the time about different problems and different issues. Obviously, you know, both teams are going through some struggles right now, but I know him. He's tough, he's smart, and he'll figure it out. Hopefully not Sunday, you know. So Sunday, I need this game on Sunday.
How were you guys able to snap out of that last year like you did?
Just trusting the process, you know, and the players in Miami, like here, never stop working, you know, and you're hoping to get one game that turns it, you know. And when you're playing this game, guys, I mean, it's obviously a physical game, but it's also a mental game. You know, and we hadn't won in a while. So when adversity strikes on game day, we have to figure out a way to overcome it mentally, you know, and not worry about it so much where we stop executing. You know, after the interception on Sunday, you know, defensively we gave up 2 long drives for touchdowns. Before that point, they had 3 and outs and a punt. You know, so you can say it doesn't affect you, but it does. But you have to find a way to overcome those things from a mental standpoint.
There's been very few teams in the NFL that haven't had problems along their offensive lines at some point in the year. What do you think the biggest challenge is facing offensive lines in the league right now in terms of both identifying guys and developing
guys? Well, in my opinion, that's that's the biggest mismatch in football. You know, these D linemen and the outside rushers are special athletes, you know, versus offensive linemen that are, you know, some are good athletes, some are not. You know, some are big, smart guys, you know, who can block a guy in a box. But it's a huge matchup blocking those skilled rushers every week. So I'm not surprised that everyone's having issues. You know, you have to game plan around your issues. You have to chip and double the best rusher each week. So, you know, everyone's got that same issue. You know, some teams have guys who can block those guys one-on-one. That's a special guy, but most teams don't have those guys. So it takes scheming, it takes play calling to keep those guys out of the backfield.
Chet Barrett's made a couple explosive plays the last two games on teams.
Yes.
Defense. Is there kind of a key, a knack to that?
With Shaq?
Shaq.
I tell you, Shaq's played well the last 2 weeks. And, you know, Shaq had a tough injury in the offseason. He came back a little slow, but now he's playing at a high level. And it's huge for us. You know, having Von opposite of him and having Shane Ray, you know, with the bad hand, you know, Shaq, he's got to be a real guy for us, and he has been on teams and on our defense. So I've been proud how Shaq's played the last couple weeks.
Vance, obviously Sunday's all about the win, but
yeah,
sort of like when you saw Cincinnati, especially some of those players that you know so well. And
absolutely. That's always a special time to go back and play your old guys, you know, because you've seen guys grow, you know, into better players, you know, each year you watched them. So it'll be fun to see Cameron Wake and Sue and all those guys and Rashad Jones. They're all special guys. They're all great players. But again, you know, they've lost 5 in a row. We've lost 7. So they want to win a football game. So obviously, you know, I have good memories there. But I want to win.
With Bill calling the plays this week for Trevor, what is the key to kind of finally getting some consistent quarterback play, which is clear?
I just think, you know, having a running game always being effective for us is always key. You know, having the pass game be efficient is always key. And not turning the ball over, you know. I mean, we missed the first third down throw last week. You can't miss those plays because they present themselves probably twice a game. You know, our very first third down, they've got bracket coverage on our two best guys, and we missed being on the sideline for a touchdown. You know, we throw an interception on the 1 yard line. So those plays you can't have, you know. So the big plays that we game plan and scheme, if they're there, we have to hit them. You know, and we can't give the ball away, especially on a 1 yard line.
Coach, when you say trust the process, what do you mean
yes.
by that?
I mean trust the coaches that we're coaching the right stuff. You know, trust the practice habits because guys are working hard. But again, the results are Sunday only. You know, so I mean, we can practice well and we can coach them hard all week, but you know, we have to execute on Sundays and not give the ball away. That's when you're judged, only on Sundays.
Can you envision a scenario that if Trevor plays well moving forward that Paxton doesn't play again this season?
This season. Well, he's got an injury that's 2 to 4 weeks.
Right.
Okay, we've got 5 weeks left. So, obviously, if Trevor plays well, you know, and we win the football game, it would be hard to put someone else in.
So how do you truly evaluate Paxton even going into next season with such a small sample size?
I'm not sure, but, you know, my concern is Sunday, and I want to win a game for this football team. You know, so I'm not concerned about a future evaluation right now.
A few more for the coach.
Vance, you got several guys out with illness.
Yeah.
Something going around?
Yeah, it's a flu bug. So hopefully, you know, guys take care of themselves and we can get a handle on that. But it's about 4 or 5 guys that are sick right now, especially our D-line room.
Okay, thank you, coach.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your day.
Beautiful.